Ask the question, should Florida voters be able to register online? And you'll get different answers from different people. Lake Worth Democratic Senator Jeff Clemons says yes.
With 19 other states already doing this, we're really behind the ball.
But incoming Senate President and Orlando Republican Andy Gardner says not yet.
But it may be a bill that's just not ready for prime time.
But Hendry County Election Supervisor Brenda Hoots says online registration is clearly on the horizon.
I think it's most likely a way of the future.
Hoots says a large percentage of her county's roughly 16,000 voters register in person at DMV offices.
We always have to keep in mind everybody doesn't have the internet. We're a very rural county.
Nonetheless, she says she'd support giving people the option to log on to a website and register. Now, the closest option is signing a registration form printed from a home computer.
And hope my printer does it correctly. You know how sometimes frustrating printers can get? And then having to put it in an envelope and put a stamp on it and mail it. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's a big task, but sometimes it can be the difference between someone completing the application and sending it in and or not sending it.
Clemons had been pushing a bill in the Senate that would have given the state until July of 2015 to create the online registration system.
And if we wait until we come around next year to develop that system, then it's going to be a whole other year probably until we can start.
But with no companion measure in the House, St. Augustine Republican Senator John Thrasher told the Ethics and Elections Committee the idea will have to wait.
This bill is not going to go very far this session. I think we all know that.
Thrasher and Gardner said before voting on the bill, they'd like to hear forthcoming recommendations from the State Association of Election Supervisors. Association Legislative Chair David Stafford says it's a safe bet supervisors will endorse online registration, but exactly how they'll recommend it should work remains to be seen. He says the association objected to a provision added to Clemens' bill that would have required voters who registered online to cast their first vote in person rather than use a mail-in ballot. It was put in as a compromise after some on the committee raised concerns about voter fraud.
A system can be devised that can address those concerns without having to separate out this class of voters, if you will, which would be a first-time online registrant.
Arizona Secretary of State spokesman Matt Roberts says his state has been using such a system for almost 12 years. As Clemens' bill had prescribed for Florida, the Arizona system matches voters' information with what's on file with the Department of Motor Vehicles. If the information is a match, it automatically goes on file with the local election supervisor. Roberts says that vastly cut their processing costs. He says Maricopa County, where Phoenix is located, processes more than 325,000 online registrations.
They calculated it costs an average of 3 cents to process an online application when compared to the average of 83 cents for paper applications.
Roberts says Arizona's voter rolls are also more accurate because of online registration. For one thing, it cuts down on elections office workers having to decipher illegible handwriting. And because it draws from DMV records, it can help ensure voters are registering where they live. Florida's election supervisors are talking to officials from several online registration states for their study. They're expected to release their recommendations late this year. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.